With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House wants House Republicans to withdraw subpoenas targeting members of President Biden's family. Ed Donahue reports.
House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer issued subpoenas to Biden's son Hunter and brother James.
For years, President Biden has lied to the American people about his knowledge of and participation in his family's corrupt business schemes.
In a four-page letter to Comer and Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, a top White House attorney, says the overzealous House GOP majority has misrepresented the facts and have ignored evidence destroying their claims. Republicans in the House have yet to provide evidence that directly implicates Joe Biden in any wrongdoing. Comer responded, saying the president and the White House are trying to obstruct their investigation at every turn. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A Colorado judge has ruled that former President Donald Trump can appear on the state's primary ballot. The ruling Friday by District Judge Sarah B. Wallace rejected the attempt to bar the former president under a part of the Constitution's 14th Amendment that prohibits someone from holding office who had engaged in insurrection or rebellion. Wallace's ruling was the third one this month against the 14th Amendment cases. Kansas Senator Roger Marshall has introduced a bill that would impose term limits on unelected members of the federal government. Bob Agnew reports.
Marshall's bill, the Tenure Evaluation and Rotation Mandate Act, would impose 12-year term limits on federal employees. The goal is to prevent federal employees and executive agencies from making lifelong careers in the federal government. There are some exceptions in the bill. They include presidential appointees, federal law enforcement officers, military service members, and employees in the Department of Defense. Bob Agner reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by a point, the NASDAQ rose 11, the S&P advanced 5. This is SRN News. Christians give more than non-Christians, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
According to a new study from the American Bible Society, a higher percentage of people who are regular churchgoers donate to charity than do those who are unchurched. The report indicates 91% of people in church-going households gave money last year, compared to 52% of the unchurched. ABS also reveals that regular church attendees donate more cash than their unchurched fellow Americans. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pennsylvania's Democratic-controlled House of Representatives has passed a measure that would encourage women to come to the state for abortions. The bill is intended to prevent public officials in Pennsylvania from cooperating with authorities in pro-life states who are trying to prevent so-called abortion tourism. The legislation now goes to the GOP-controlled Senate, where it faces a chilly reception. This is SRN News. Slight gains on Wall Street keep market momentum moving forward. Seth Sutel reports.
Wall Street edged higher in quiet trading, closing out a third straight winning week and keeping November on track to be its biggest month of the year. The S&P 500 rose 0.1% Friday, near its highest level in 3 months. The Dow was little changed. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.1%. Several retailers reported better results for their latest quarter, joining a long list of companies in what's been a stronger earnings reporting season than had been hoped. Gap surged more than 30%. Ross Stores jumped more than 7%. The main reason for this week's leap on the stock market was rising hope that the Federal Reserve is done hiking interest rates and may turn to cutting them next year. Seth Sutel, New York.
Members of the UAW union were close to approving contract agreements with Stellantis and Ford on Friday, with voting at both companies overwhelmingly in favor. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.